basically, if we got a big enough trunk of a tree, nice trunk, let's say 6 to 8 feet tall, and use it to support between the hot tub and that,
right by the pool, yeah.
Right by the pool, okay.
Yeah, that open space.
Okay. That open space, I've always been wondering, because that, there's that wall there, right, that's not complete anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if I want to keep it open or if I want to build it up again. I don't know. It's, you know, I'm just wondering the functionality of those buildings. Like, obviously, they're essentially huge gazebos
yeah.
in function. So I can see the benefit
shade.
Of, yeah, the shade. And that's what I'd keep them. But I'm just want to keep more of the wind block. But I want to get more light into them.
Yeah.
You know, right now there's that barn, at least on the south side, having more light. My dad he put in windows, but then one year there was a windstorm and they shattered. So, but I was just wondering, is there maybe a way to get windows in there safely, or is there a type of window? I've got these patio doors, so, you know, or patio windows.
Yeah. For sure, I can, it'd be good that I test what I want to do on my house.
Yeah. Yeah. If it works, great. If it doesn't, well, we can clean up the mess, you know? And that's it. And I mean, and then we can find out, okay, the type of glass you need for your house, good. We got that too, so. Yeah, we're gonna, how about this weekend we do some brainstorming of what projects we can get done in the next.
Cause how can we make money? That's what we have to brainstorm.
Well, events, I'm thinking concerts.
Yeah,
like,
who runs the money part? I'm not really up for it.
Well, I could let my parents run the money part. They can collect. Bonnie can also do administration. Shauna could. If actually, I have a friend, went to school as an accountant.
The venue would, is the best way to make money?
I think with minimal investment, because we already have musicians, we have the venue, we don't have to really, the way it's set up is we can ask people for donation. Okay. Here's and look, this will interest you.
But not in, you gotta cover, what is it, basically?
It's $6,000 a month, pretty much. But that's where I also build a community. So say Eve wants to be at the,
I understand.
You know, so, I mean, it's, you know, so, anyways, I see concerts, the R3, we
here's
broke even.
Group of 10 I bring, I'm responsible, blah, blah, blah.
Well, what I'd like to do is set up the hiking club.
Luke,
well, what I want to do at the barn is I would invite campers to come out here, but only the hardcore ones. Same for also at the barn is like edible tours. I want to start doing, we go through the garden or we, you know, I'll be the host for that. I can tour that. And then we come out to here, Jacques, you can be the tour guide for this property. But, you know, only the people we choose to come. Like we can invite them on, okay, pay $20 for an exclusive tour kind of thing. You know, and, you know, they would pay to come out here, we guide, and...
That man, I wouldn't bring anybody.
$500?
Yeah.
Okay, alright. Well, what I'm saying is, like,
You know, you guys, it's free, but, stranger from whatever, I wouldn't bring him up $20, you fucking
nuts. Because it's dangerous here,
well,
no.
Well, it's not even worth it. Just the time, you know, I would be making, like, $2 an hour.
No, but think, well, oh, if you spend a whole day.
Yeah,
but.
No, so it's.
No, you're right. Accommodations, no.
I'm thinking
overnight,
a weekend is, you know, I think it's 500 starting or more or less, you know, you get fucking Chinese guy who can afford it.
Okay.
I love that. Multicultural.
Do you think
whatever.
The barn has a good price though, ain't $20? I mean, a day. That's for ground fees, but then the accommodations
it
are...
It has a very good price. It's not the matter of the price, is how we do it, you know? And where do we do it? The problem with the barn first is agriculture, so that's a big... Here, I can fucking open a dipper, I can open a fucking... whatever. I can have... I think the only thing I can't have is agricultural.
Okay. But that's it. But my agricultural can still have our own little shop, like it's a private club. We can have a general store. So if people want to go to the market or we can supply, like it's more, built up, then you want to keep
right
this as raw as possible here.
Right now, I think it's who do we know? Because here, you know, where I come with a weekend, 10 people, 500. They're all inclusive.
Well, tell you what.
They get to go on a canoe and blah, blah, blah. And
if I can find, I'll find people. So 500 people. $500, I'll see. Because what I can do in the Grand Barn is I can offer
it. I don't have to think about it anymore.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Well,
tell you what, I like the idea. It's like, okay, if it's 500, but what I have to do is I have to get more events going at the barn where I can get more people and meet more people and talk to them.
Well, you are local. It's sort of like grouping the hardcore. It's a grassroots building.
Because the people we would want to eventually come to here would have to have enough money, you know.
Well, here it's tourists. You're in, you're out. That's where we make the money here.
Yeah, well, here too.
A few, maybe, I thought 10 on the whole mountain. So on my piece of land is maybe 3 or 4 places.
What about a bulk rate too? Like if it's just overnight, say it's like 500, but maybe if they're coming for the day, 100.
We're gonna have natural, we have a natural spring, right? So we're going to have natural spring water, fog, bath, mush bath.
The spa here. Yeah.
Not here, down there. In another spot.
Okay.
That's where the welcoming, you know, where you get in the field after the gate, you know, you get in the field, and
John,
it's hidden.
What you should do is, if I were to set up a spa but use not water from, like, okay, say I was sold bottled water from the spring here, but it said it's on Le Mont Tabarnak mountain spring water. If we had it sold at the barn,
and
you know, you get the,
there you go.
Because then, I mean, hey, then we get the
Lenny Rupp bottles, Bunny's got.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, I've got a store, so I can start pushing it. You know, I control the content of the store, so. I mean, at Lelingved vegetables that he's going to grow, I will also tell Eve, hey, have it at the store. We'll use it in our menu.
Well,
Bonnie, at the barn.
Eve wants to sell him some money. He's going to get some money. Julien is working. I'm the only guy who's like, okay, use this for me to go work.
Well, we can.
But I'm hooking up with different things. I'm going to the bank. I'm going to be meeting the mayor, and I'm going to give shit to this city, to Hawkesbury, and say, fuck you guys. We're going deep, deep underground.
Okay, so but you would want spas. See, eventually, I don't know, would you ever want concept here? Or would you want to keep it just at the Grand Hall?
Well, I have a design for an underground concert hall, which would be fucking amazing sound, and it wouldn't need to propagate at all. Right? If you look here, we walked over there. I told you where I wanted to build that.
There was, you have the trees, you pull them down, and yeah.
No, that was another one. This one is like the cable from top to top of mountain.
Okay.
Right? But the mountain goes like this, and there's the beginning.
Okay.
Split.
Oh, okay.
Split. So you basically build up like that, you know, and the further you go out, the higher it becomes inside, and basically goes down, so it's an atrium by itself. It's a slanted, naturally slanted seating area.
Okay.
And it's all rock.
Okay.
Wow.
An amphitheater.
An
amphitheater like the old Roman times.
And that can be done, you know? Like, I know that.
That would be an arena. Wow.
I priced it at $50,000 and a bunch of guys, man, we could do that.
Well, how
6,000 square feet. That's almost the size of your fucking thing. It would actually, yeah.
Well, because, I mean, a natural amphitheater, yeah, you could have more of a. Now, that's, though, we'd have to get, like, hardcore hikers
well,
to come to this.
Well, basically, the end of the mountain comes here, and the other end comes on that side there.
Okay.
You know, so we could put 40,000 people just in this valley here.
How far does the sound travel, like, for bothering neighbors?
Moses distance. I don't know.
This actually might help. We, like, well.
That's the thing. I don't want to bother these guys. You know, I'm a little bit on the edge.
But if you're not later than 11, though, that should be fine. Like, if it's in the day.
I don't know. You're going to talk to the frogs? Is it okay if we disturb you for, you know, 5 hours?
Yeah. Well,
here, it's not really my land. It's their land.
Well, maybe a natural... What about acoustic?
Corporation access.
Oh, acoustic bands could be good.
For sure.
Ah! Wow, that's a good reverb. So people can really hear me.
I say this is, you know, if I was going to be Moses, somewhere here. Oh! And it goes down there to Hawkesbury. I'm sure Hawkesbury heard it all. Les gens qui vous parlent, mes tabarnak! Ça parle du mot tabarnak! Réveillez-vous! Votez la ligne verte!
You're saying Hawkesbury should hear?
No.
Oh.
With your amplifier, it's really good. It's 300 meters down to Hawkesbury, put it out. Here I teach my son to
wow. I mean, yeah, doing a screaming out to the world like that, wow. That's intense. Wow, yeah. As a musician, that would be amazing. Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure in whatever comes up.
Something funny there. Tell me if you see it. Streaks of light.
The aurora.
No, that's not.
The aurora borealis.
It's way too straight for that.
And they're shimmering. They're moving.
Hey, come on.
Look at this, Jacques. They're all up here. Holy shit, the aurora borealis. Oh, I can't capture the image for it, but just beautiful, like three ribbons. The way they fall like that? Is there a clearing near here?
Yeah, down there.
Oh, but we're on the wrong side. Oh, no. Infrared. Okay, you don't want the light, do you, Jacques? Okay, no.
Light, it's just a matter of adjusting your eyes. Like, yeah. Be careful, walk careful.
Wow. That's so cool.
No,
now it's getting a bit dark here.
There's a higher one there. Yeah.
Wait, look. No? Oh, we're going this way. Okay. Oh. Okay. You sure?
Okay. Here.
Well, are they aurora borealis?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's quite the drop, actually. Holy schmoly. So would you put up some sort of rope or something, maybe? You know, you can get the glow-in-the-dark rope.
I'm going to sell insurance.
Hey, sell insurance?
Yeah.
Life, like, what, waivers?
You die, you get a free ceremony.
Hey, this big island over here, is there a river on both sides of this?
You know, that's what we're thinking when we're talking in Boston.
There's a bridge right there. Your beaver dam,
you know,
is a bridge.
Like from here to the other side.
Yeah.
Right? That's like from your house to the Grand Barn. It's not that far.
but because it goes down and back up.
No, but you can work a trail from down there to go to the beaver dam.
Oh yeah, you can just cross to the back.
So, but what's on that island? Like, what's the terrain like?
Well, it's there is a really nice spot. It's all
Fuck. Hey, we should build the bridge, man. Fuck. Hey, I want to see this. Let's go.
No?
Okay.
It's nighttime.
That must be pretty badass to see. So you should put up some kind of rope here or something, though, still, no? Or
well,
just life insurance.
I don't bring people at night.
But no, lawn lights, maybe? Something subtle, like as a reminder to me. Like, you know, I come down, say, okay.
Well, don't come down.
Except with friends.
Yeah,
buddy system.
Once you know that you're running, you're not fine. You're just made a long trip.
Okay, wow. That's crazy. Where are we?
You get a step and you're going to fall, so it's not of not trying to fall. It's when you do fall, how you will you fall.
Yeah, you have
and
to.
And that will stop you from falling.
Right. Stone. Yeah, but I mean, it's very maneuverable even at night. You know, and it's like I say, it's one day going through here, clearing all these lower head branches and then the stump. But I mean, still, and then just working out trails, like, I would say marking the trails with those little lanterns would be perfect. Because then you can see, okay, like, you can go a bit faster. I mean, on safer trails, obviously the one with the cliff, obviously you don't want to have open at night, but, I mean, this is incredible. Like, and imagine you clear it out and you can see from the peak down. Are you be able to see the bridge? Like, that would be awesome.
You want to see where I want to build the bridge?
Maybe another bridge. I mean, there's...
Yeah. You're going to build one that you don't want to build. Over here?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you're going to... You have some standing here.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's here. You go straight out, see there's no trees. You see a little bit of rock, and I think you almost need to but it goes straight to the other side. And in the center you'd be like 150 feet.
Do you what, you do put two ropes or something or
just big fucking cable, you know. Tie them down to bedrock.
You have to put a fuckload of them.
Not that much. Trees, from tree to tree, they do it. You know, if we get organized, it's more of a getting organized. I'm a totally disorganized, but I have lots of ideas and lots of them all.
Well, that you'd have to get a crew. Like, I see, yeah, you could, no, if,
there is,
with
yes,
the material.
Zip lining.
Yeah, okay, but you can only go down, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here you could easily go down to the other side and you could drop back here. Higher up it goes up. It's just that you don't even have to cut trees, it's right across from here.
Okay. Holy shit, having a zip line place. I went to one actually my friend got injured there.
Yeah.
But left avant sure or something. Yeah,
you need a lot of organization for that because
oh shit, man, we could do event like here. Let's build up
careful,
some sap. Yeah, the little pool. You know what? Okay, let's do some simple projects. Let's get a pool here. Let's get you know, trails down there cleared. That won't take much capital. And then we can start inviting like who would be the first people we'd want? Our friends, right?
That's the problem.
We do more.
Who's the people we want? I'm not a guy who's really connected because I never really...
No, but your friends, you got Michelle, Jose, and...
Well, that's the problem, too.
What is the problem?
Well, they're not. They wouldn't...
They come for the hike.
They come for the hike, yeah.
Well, we do a hiking club, you know, and
yeah,
eventually
we
charge people.
Yeah, money out of them, maybe, like, the Chinese sometimes.
Yeah, but no, but that's it. But we get the Chinese... Say we do the hikes for free or something.
But these guys should be working for that.
Yeah, but that's it.
You could hire Michelle to come here for them.
Well, that's it. I would say eventually it's like, okay, they get everyone who volunteers.
I'm fine on dreaming.
See, I was thinking what we should do is, okay, one thing I know I can offer my friends is the music party. Like, I got access to beer. So I can throw parties. That's kind of my biggest capital right now,
yeah.
Is I can throw really good parties pretty cheaply, you know. And I just ask, okay, you know, $20 for all access, $10 if you just want to catch the event specifically.
Yeah.
But I think from that, that's a good introduction to, okay, hey, here's a hiking group we have for the property. And,
yeah.
Ooh, we got some hardcore guys,
sure.
You know, and then, you know, there's Jose, Michelle, all those guys, you know, they see him at concerts and then they ask and then you get... Then one day, who knows, a Chinese guy comes to one of my concerts and like, he's like, oh yeah, I really like what Jose talks about with the hiking.
No, but yeah, but you're gonna do that, you go to fucking China and you show them pictures of here and says, you know, you can have private access for your customers here and they will sell you concerts. Sure.
That's why I figured I've got some
Chinese friends. Also Asian, so maybe, you know what, I will, you know what, on Facebook I can just say it, you know. Once I get some events, then yeah, I can just say to my buddies, okay, first off, Canada Day, I invite all my real close friends for free, but then I can just advertise the event as well and say, okay, any guests, if you want to bring a guest, it's $20 for them. So I tell my friends, okay, you guys get, you know, all access. And then, you know, if you want to bring a guest, that they pay $20 for the whole grounds or just $10 for the show. That works for the R3 pretty good. So, and then, you know what? What I would want to do at the R3 is... Once the band plays, at the end of that, we pass around the donation jar for the musician to play. So, done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that way, okay, we as a venue, we would just charge the $10. And you know how I was originally saying that, okay, we sell the ticket, you know, $15, but $5 goes back to the band. Well, what I would think is better is, this time I'm just going to charge $10, and then after each band plays, I'm going to pass around to the audience a band or musician appreciation jar, and that jar gets passed around for donations from the audience on how much they enjoyed the particular musician. So that way, the musician, it's how good they play that determines how many donations they get. So. So I think that's a good, that'll be a good system. It'll be great for buskers, you know, busking bands. Holy shit, yeah. Holy shit, I could get a whole bunch of buskers from Ottawa so easily. You know the musicians qui jouent sur le rue? Les gens, les musiciens qui chantent dans à la rue, le buskers, tu sais ça, le mot? Tu sais, les musiciens qui jouent des chansons, hein?
Troubadour.
Okay. Troubadours. No, see, well, it's comme le, dans New York City, you see a guy, he plays the guitar on the sidewalk for money.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But le mot pour ça? What's le mot?
Peddler.
Peddler? Non, mais peddler is a beggar. Or peddler, c'est comme un swindler, comme... Peddler is like a salesman. Tries to sell something. But yeah, so I would go when I make my deliveries in Ottawa, I see these musicians, and what I should say is for July 1st to the 7th, I say, okay, come and play at our venue. You know, we'll feed you, we'll have give you accommodations, but what you got to do is, you know, play for an hour and see if you get more donations than if you're going to play for an hour, you know, in Ottawa or something, you know.
Yeah, who's our donations?
Our friends. That's it. And each musician's friends, too. They, hey, well, listen, I mean, a lot of our friends would donate time, but I found that, hey, at the R3, you know, friends and family, that you would, like, if you told your family that, okay, you're sponsoring me at a concert, right, or you help build something for the concert, and you tell your family, okay, guys, hey, I'm touring a concert, you know, you come for free, but, no, I'm just saying, you might. Do they like outdoor concerts? Or camping?
Yeah, I guess, but I'm the one who's out there wanting.
Okay, well, I mean, there's other people, like I've got friends, you know, who I think, you know, eventually...
I'm gonna be a homie. That's what you get when you're 40.
But what you want to, Jacques, when you're here, though, we're only going to be inviting exclusive people to come here. I can see, you wouldn't want this to become overpopulated. I can understand that. It's only really cool people that we can trust. Like, see, for the Grand Barn, I mean, you know, people come, they can camp, but it's not all year round yet. It could be eventually all year round. So that could be like the city, you know?
I think we can depend on... people we know.
No, well that's it. That's where with the Grand Barn, I also have an advertising network that my dad has built, and I have to harness that market. So right now we have a social network, it's just to monetize that. Whew. Oh, yeah. Messed up. Whoa, really messed up. That's it. What you got? Whew, that's really stingy.
That's not good for the health because it can give you cancer.
Yeah, I know. That's why I stopped smoking, man. You know, you guys should have more brownies. Wouldn't it be cheaper, too? Because, I mean, then you got your high for an hour, but it's one brownie. So, and, you know, you just... You know, instead of smoking it, this brownie...
Hey, if you're not an inhaler, you don't understand.
Yeah, man, I used to inhale, but I'm saying the body high is pretty good, actually.
Look at each other. It was on real estate. The name was insane. Oh, no. This is it.
Where's the spring water?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Where?
Oh, there.
Okay. Me, just tell me where I have to work and I'll be there.
Okay, cool, man. Alright.
Inviting me, blah, blah, blah. I've tried all my life to be honest
about
the situation, you know?
Yeah.
Alright. My Facebook just made it like, oh, I'm friends with my whole family. Yay.
Well, you know what? Okay, tell you what. Alright.
I'm anti-social.
No, that's
I'm
cool.
I'm very social, but...
So I'll tell you where we got to start. Okay, this weekend I've got to get all those electronics out of the barn. You know, clear up some space in the barn. Because what I want to eventually do, okay, all right, for the barn, right now the utility building where the garage is kind of half storage. And I want to kind of make one storage area, one workshop, wood shop, mechanic shop, and kind of... Right now they're kind of mixing into each other. And that's not good. So I have to... go through, figure out what I've got. I've got a lot of tools and furniture and stuff, and it's like, okay, what do I use, like you know, the magazine stands that Bonnie was using for the R3. Those things could be in the main reception room, like make it like more, not that we have a whole lot of paper though, but, or even if we wanted to sell CDs or DVDs of people who were promoting, I've got DVD stands, I've got CD stands, so it's to put it there in the...
Who's the organizer?
I would. I would do that.
Yeah.
I can plan that. That's no problem. I would just have to know what... I would need someone to go and tell me, okay, what a list of things I had in the barn. Like, I know most of them. I'll go through it myself. But, you know, I have to make a real good inventory because, I mean, yes, I know if an object is missing, like, I can keep track, like, you know, the washboard, right? You know? But it's something where it's a lot of work, and if I can just keep, if I can keep everything in, you know, good areas, like if I keep the tools in the utility shop, I know that, okay, maybe I can just...
It's got to be iron, those that, you guys are the last one you saw, or the guys who left the next day?
I don't remember the next day, I'm sorry, I was, fortunately,
I had a nice chat.
Yeah. Well, I remember parts of the day. I remember when you came in, but I don't remember when you left.
Two of the brownies are gone. The brownies, I'm like...
Yeah, but, see, the thing is well, my
Brownie,
dad's cool
about
it.
Had dreamt that that happened before it happened.
The thing is, like, with my dad, he's chill. Like, you know, he knows, like, everything.
Synchronization into his own. It's a bit like the Indians would be that Indian dance you do around the fire.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it started, the monkey mask. But, never heard that term.
No.
My invention. That is a Mexican
thing. Yeah. So wait.
When you go over a magic limit, but now it's like,
well, that's what I was saying, is clearing out as many of the lower head branches as possible so you can get the view all year round. That would be a big project. Easy enough, though.
Yeah,
like,
easy enough. It would be a big favor cutting all those ones there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely have to keep the beaver dams because they're going to make great bridges. No, we just build them up even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this can help them pull big rocks and so on. So they have something to lean. It's an awesome pyramid they built. That's what they do, man. They built such a pyramid.
Pyramid?
Yeah. More than a couple.
Imagine if monkeys had that capability.
Well, right now they're keeping some places in Africa had a beaver den. It doesn't cost anything, it can be a bunch. And it holds water.
Wait, someone's training people?
Inspired by Beaver Dam. It's pretty simple, but, you know, we figure it out.
What about doing that with apes? And then teaching the apes? And, you know, teaching the apes how to, something like that. Oh man, I would totally want to have a chimpanzee as a pet or something, you know. Just a, like a 3-year-old kid, right? So I mean, if you could teach a 3-year-old kid the basic commands, I mean, maybe not.
It's like going underwater. Close your eyes, stop breathing. I wanted to do a, like here, build up behind, like hay, you know, like 3-4 feet high, and then tarp this in the trees. Here I wanted to more or less stop here, and then you could just like cover that.
With what?
Wow.
But the leaves will do that.
No, but for winter. Because this, you know, you heat this up and it's inside, that's going to affect it.
Well, find another stone at that valley where you want to make that, you know, with the trees. Then you've got, you'll have your roof.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you'll have to have a lot of...
I mean, like a roof for winter and summer or rain, you know? So basically this is just like a fold-away tarp. And here you...
How would you do that naturally, though? You'd have to have vines, trees...
Two ropes, and X.
Okay, well, but hay, or...
No, the roof would be like, insulated plastic.
But what about...
It's polycarbonate that it's like triple pane glass, like for a percent of the weight and 1% of the cost.
It does the same insulation factor?
Yeah. And then, you know, because you're heating all the soil inside, it heats, you know, it traps the sun.
How good is the... How durable? How many years does it last?
I don't know.
I think those things you have to change.
Well, expensive. High tech, though. It's built once.
Wonder if it's better
to... Incredible. Whoa!
What about if the barn was made out of that? The roof? That would make it too hot, right? Oh, shit. Alright, that's fine. Hey, what do you think? No, that would be too... The tin roof has to be replaced eventually, so.
We baptize these guys too?
Yeah.
Baptizing under.
Oh yeah.
Well, my food is here.
Cool. Yeah, you know what? If I were to sit on a natural place...
Yeah. That's not natural.
Hey, you know what? Having seating, actually doing light seating here would be awesome. Actually, no, maybe close to the fire would be better. Like, benches like these are like, if we could find really fat trees, make a... No, but that's it. Make it one big ring so that way we can just shift seats. We don't have to move chairs. And it would just be like an amphitheater. You've got your log, you know, have it, have the barbecue behind it. But
well, the barbecue is not really supposed to do that, but here is what I expect.
Oh, I see. No, I see it. Okay.
Okay. And I have another one here. Basically, a bar, a triangle that's there. So that would be a bar here.
But you know what? You would probably... But see how close do people get to the pit, usually?
Well, you can move around.
No, but I was saying is like you can have just one ring, like a ring that's only about this far. There could be breaks in it to get out back onto the main trail, but you know.
Nothing there.
Oh, so you want chairs? Okay, so you want to keep it open.
Well,
they're
not chairs. It could be just normal logs or special seating, you know, or whatever we do.
We can make a seat with logs.
But that's it, yeah, and it could be movable, like two stumps.
And
you put
the...
And
you can bring to the Grand Barn. Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, we can definitely make that pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to be here in 24 hours.
That's, dude, no, you want to do it, you're doing a natural outdoor camping, and we should do that. Because this is wilderness training, right? We should actually make it a school, you know? And you know what, we could actually sell, and it's not only the Chinese who would pay for that, it would be some people like, you know, the Greenpeace trainers who want to know how to, you know, how do you survive a Canadian winter here, living as pioneers? That's where with the affiliate online, job. That we already have a network, and we just have to build it up. Yeah. Okay, so what should I do? Should I start saying, hey, Jacques Lepreux, come on and build that. Let's finish this wall. Yay. Oh, next weekend. Yeah, we can start saying, okay. To all our friends, it's like, okay, we whatever parties we throw, yeah, I'll put it on your wall. And I'll do it for you too, Luke.
Yeah,
no, it's awesome, man. Okay, is it ready? Is it ready?
I think it's ready. Some of them are ready. That one looks more ready than that one.
Yeah, I can wait a little bit.
Is it okay, though? Or is it burning your skin?
No. It's burning my skin, I would have seen. There's one I had sitting on. Ow.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's a little... Oh. What?
I'm gonna butt out there.
Why?
Because it's too good. I don't wanna fucking put it in my hand.
Hey man, look. Look, man. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, these chairs could definitely work more on a patio. Out here, logs would be much better furniture to have.
Oh yeah. But, you know my mother.
Yeah. Okay, see moms, eh? One thing actually, Jacques, is, okay, we should design some logs. And we'll advertise it at the Grand Barn, because we have a fire pit too, but it's a more tame one. But I would want just logs, movable things, instead of these chairs. These chairs would be on the patio, but for the fire pit it would be logs, and it would have design by construct art design on those logs. Just, yeah, advertising, right? And then here we have more of those, and if people want to buy it for their yards, okay, we'll build you a log. You know, the log chair costs $500? $1,000? Actually, artisan work, you could probably ask $1,000 of solid wood, you know.
The wood chairs that we're making in China, man.
incredible. They had the, you could buy a copy of the King hunting there. It was an incredible caravan.
What's that worth? Looks like.
Wow. Throne, you know.
And they can make us how, what price? Well, you know, we have to beat their price. What is their prices?
We have to go there and buy their...
There's no use trying to be artists here for the price of what they're selling over there, man. It's not even funny.
Really?
We're seriously behind. Our system line.
I had a fucking marble vase and gave me like this.
Yeah.
And it was transparent because it had marbles all over. It was carved out. And I was like half marble, half white.
Hmm.
Of course I broke one crossing the border.
Oh no. So you have none?
No.
Ah.
I never thought it would last, but elephant dead, like $600.
And I'm made up.
Bears are like fucking these big, and it's like the back is like one big piece of wood, and it's all charred with elephant, and it looks like an elephant the way.
Wow, $600?
Yeah.
Well, that's something maybe I could buy at the barn. But do you think having that here, like, you would want nice furniture kept inside, like, in a roof or something?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, so I could make it, oh, you know, in the barn, a banquet hall.
Well, yeah, you just go, have you ever gone to Montreal to,
Oh, man, no, you will, oh, Jock, sorry, I'm just saying, but you know what we could do? Okay. We tell our people, if you're a guest at this banquet, okay, everyone, but you have your own chair, right? So people can bring up their camping chairs. I got tons of tables. But we, and I've got some vintage chairs for sale, too. You know, people want to buy some seating. But this is like an exclusive dinner kind of banquet, right? If one of us sits on, like, a $600 chair, and say, okay, to join this club of, I'm just on this really
looks
cool
like
chair.
This is pay- fucking bad.
Awesome. This is what, okay.
This is smoke from fire. Hey. Radiant heated.
Mm. You know what would kick ass? If we made our own deer sausages. That, someone would pay $500 to be a night camping out.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you're going to help us. We're going to bag this deer together. You're going to gut this deer with us. We're going to stuff these sausages. You're going to eat this dinner. And we're going to show you how to do it.
That's our accountant. That's the guy, finance guy. I have to talk to this guy.
Okay, Steve Dorr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or?
He has a...
I haven't set up. I owe $20,000. I spent $20,000 on simplicity, letting me and Alex.
Yeah.
So, that's what you're assuming. $20,000 debt. You got this.
I don't give... You know what? I can give you contact info with him. What he would want is I would have to hold some for, land for him, and I would do some events on his behalf. He's an entertainment kind
I
of
like
guy.
It because I think to redefine society, well, it's pretty complex, and how does society or a tribe work, you know, like what's the base, what's human need, you know, remember I showed you those sketches?
Yeah.
So we can fit it in three things, landing there, construction, and our street. Beautiful.
Okay. You know what I think? I think you can say Steven's case.
Hmm?
He would help us if I told him, I'll throw whatever event you want at my venue that we could do. Like, he likes lands, the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I tell him, okay, you work for us, you do the books, you talk with Joff, and then for that, I'll throw you your own E3, which is an electronic arts exhibition. So, you know, I'll get Wi-Fi for the barn, the land would be awesome. I'll get him like a top-notch gaming system. The games he wanted to play.
So I thought of a lot of stuff. I just need people that have specific traits or, you know, desires to do it and knowledge to do it.
Well,
for simplicity or just for job, I'm there.
Hey man, you know what? It, like I said, for events, if I find people who I want, you know, would pay to learn from me.
Right now, we're waiting until 2012.
Yeah, we're kind of waiting on that, Dan.
Having fun, thinking about it, planning it, doing it. Not just, you know, that's
yeah. But hey man, if we can have fun doing it, like I say, if we do a party during the day, I would dig out that pool. Man, we can dig out a pool in, what, a day? If I had a shovel, you had a shovel, you had a shovel, three guys, we could do a lot of damage. You know? And I mean, we could also invite our buddies to say, hey, let's go camping. We want you guys to help us dig a pool. Hey, you know what I'm thinking? What we
every Sunday we make it something cool. Dog's day, that means it's dog's day. That means mountain, multi-back man.
Okay.
We gotta go up.
Can we do it a night thing? Can we, no, we can't. Sunday, everyone working that day. Shit.
No, we do it an all-day thing, eat here, and if you want to leave, yeah, well, the hotel's over there.
That's true.
Do it it's a nice walk.
I was thinking, what I would be doing a morning sermon at the Grand Barn.
It's still here, okay? It's not that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But then
first
I would bring
you
all the
wake
people
up always early.
Yeah.
You know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you know, sound is, yeah, wake you up.
Now, what is the best peak livable times out here, like, in terms of, okay, once we get a lot of people, like, less bugs, because, I mean, when you live here
yeah,
full-time...
I say maybe, you know, if I have 20 people, that's pretty enough for this place.
Okay.
Night time.
Okay.
But 20 for this place is good. Over there, I can go up to, depending how much effort we go, I can go up to 100. But here, 20 is because somebody will push somebody else off, you know?
Yeah. So at the Grand Barn, 100 people, here, 20.
Well, okay. At the Grand Barn, if it'd be secured, it could be up to 500 people.
Well, yeah, no, for sure, if I can secure everything and upgrade.
Problem, man.
But that's the thing, no, it's like,
if you manage to load it,
well, I'm going to look into, no, I'm good, I'm going slow, but the thing is with the Grand Barn, I know I can get 200, I haven't even gotten to 200 people yet, like,
your dad is ownership at his name?
Eh?
Who owns the Grand Barn?
It's my dad.
Under his name?
Yeah.
And he's not a human?
No. I don't know. I mean, I know he used to have his music business incorporated, but I think he found it was just too much conformity, like too many, you know, I guess he wasn't free enough to do what he wanted, right? He wanted to be as a musician, he always wanted to be his own man. You know, his music, he had his own musical direction, and, you know, he had producers come up to him and say, okay, well, hey, you know, if you guys put makeup on like this, hey, we'll produce you an album. But no, you know, they always, he had to conform artistically. But so he went and did it on his own, right? He made his own music. But up to that point, he had an incorporation, like he did a few albums and stuff as Reveal, like the studio.
His own label?
His own label, that's it.
What
so that, how do you play?
Very cool.
Yeah, this, we're going to have to do more of too at the barn. I can see more people gaming at the barn like this.
Can I take another two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About the beer to be drank. Okay, this log cabin game, I love how you have the solar lamp just sticking out of it. It's incredible. This is a great design, Jock. I mean, I want to learn how to make more of these. We got to make these, construct art, You know?
Yeah.
Seriously. This, and then we can start charging. If you ate, I imagine, because we have people that are our guests that have their own woods. And I could tell them, hey, would you want us to make you this for your property?
Yeah,
and they would pay $600 at minimum, maybe $1,000 that we would do for them personally. Like, okay, yeah, we could do the China thing too.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a tree from our place, yeah, we could say maybe $2,000, $3,000, because it's from the barn. Like, that stuff that is not coming back, that tree won't compost and we won't get those nutrients. That's a huge...
You want to learn how to play?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. Alright, could I have the other light, please?
Here. I'll do it like three.
Yeah.
Three.
Actually, no. I want to see with this light. We would need more light, maybe another pool here.
Adjust your eyes, man. And the red is good. I like the red. Gives a,
yeah. Okay.
Right? There's four in each right now.
Okay.
More
sand. No, this has five.
Oh, so this has three.
Okay, where do you get these? This is awesome. Okay, four in each. Okay.
These are the whatever you buy for a dollar.
Oh, sweet. Wow, awesome.
Okay, so basically, this is my end. I'm going that way, right? So this side is my side.
You have to make, I would say, something more obvious.
Well, this side is your side, this side is my side.
Oh, okay.
All right?
No, but I would raise it or something, you know, make it...
It is raised.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's already doing it.
Okay.
Okay, and so basically you got pockets. They play that in the sand. It's an African game.
Okay.
Right?
I would cut a notch here, like in separate, like see that? And then it would get more of a visual, like I see you've done a few notches, but if you continued that, then this would look like just, you know, it would pop out more. Okay. Hey, no, man, I'll totally chip in. This is awesome, man. Hey, get the... I don't know how to open this, man.
Basically for that. You don't want to learn how to play the game?
Oh, yeah, I'm still learning. I'm just... Sorry, that's me. I go into the future.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thing. So I will get back on the game. Let's do the game.
You can do that.
Thank you.
Okay, that's safety.
Right. Okay, so you always move the amount of stones you have in your hand, right? So, four.
Okay.
You know, one, two, three, four. I end that. The idea is that I want to put as many as I can here. Right? There are several rules to this. If I start here, right, there's four, I go one, two, three, four, I end here. Because I end here, or sometimes I can end here, if I have got seven here or eight, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, I can go again. So it allows you to a second move.
Oh, I see. Okay, if you can do a revolution.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now
that...
say I leave this here. Right? You play this, and you go one, two, three, four. You end where there's an empty one. I don't see an empty space. You end there. That means you grab this one, and you grab the other guy's. Or yours. It doesn't matter. It just means you bring all of that in yours, on your side.
Whoa, okay. If you can get... You always have to make sure you have no empty spaces.
You try... You know, there's a lot of different strategies I'm going to try to play out so that I empty one and eat you out.
Fuck. Strategy. That's really cool. It's so, you know, core. Like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
We made up different rules. We didn't know we didn't know how to play, but we taught the basics. And it doesn't matter, you can make your own rules.
I would say, wow, yeah, but you can totally make a... Yeah, I guess it's better, yeah. Okay.
Now it's all full of fucking schmuck.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you need Luke to look at the gamer.
Or, well, here, close the light, Luke. I want to see just with that solar lamp.
Sorry, right?
Just with that, Luke. Just with this. Because if I build a unit,
yeah.
I want to see if people can see. Maybe we could paint these glow in the dark. That'd be kind of cool. You know? Oh, the only thing is the lid's on all day, so. Do you need a lid? As long as there's a drain?
Well, there's no, if